This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program here on this live Saturday edition of the show. Open phones as always. That's what we do here with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
Don't forget our number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Also, there's our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. We'll get to your calls and thoughts. Just to recap, for those just tuning in, we started the show tonight with this news, which we actually haven't covered until tonight, about this mass of would-be migrants, people who, well, they've already migrated through Guatemala. They've come from Honduras.
Yep.
They're at the Guatemalan-Mexican border right now, and the Mexican border guards are stopping them and saying, we'll let you through one at a time, and you must apply for asylum. So basically, they're stopping them at this this bridge,
right.
And you know, there's walls and there's guards and there's rubber bullets being fired, and there's a lot of political football playing going on here in the United States over these people, with people on the supposed right wing, of course, positioning themselves as you know, trying to get you to believe that these people are enemies, that the people that are in this group, which seems to be mostly, you know, people that want to get out of a hellhole and live a better life, people who are bringing their families with them, children and even infants, on this journey, that we're somehow supposed to be afraid of them and that we need the government to protect us. Even these so-called small government people.
Need more government for that.
Claiming that, oh, well, you know, small government's good in most areas, but in this area, we need government. We need a techno police state. Now, some people want a wall. This other guy called in claiming he wanted, like, drones flying all over the place, but then admitted that he doesn't feel good when he sees drones flying over his city.
Right.
So drones are okay in some places, just as long as they're not in your neighborhood. What makes you think they're not going to come to your city? Because the internal border patrol checkpoints can show up anywhere. Now, they tend to show up within 100 miles of the border, but that's not a guarantee. The TSA's Viper team has shown up at Greyhound bus stations, has shown up at train stations in the middle of the country.
Yep.
So these government goons will do whatever it is they want to do, and they'll push as far as they can as long as they get away with it. As long as nobody challenges them, then they keep moving and encroaching on your freedom. Is that what you really want?
Not what I want, but I will say this about drones. Ian, you're not really a hunter, but you ever heard of a goose gun?
No, what's that?
Yeah, it's a 10-gauge. Yeah, everybody's heard of a 12-gauge shotgun.
Is 10 bigger or smaller?
10's bigger.
Bigger, okay.
You put like a 36, 38-inch barrel on the thing, and it's to shoot geese that are flying way the heck up there.
Okay.
Or drones. I'm just saying.
That probably could get you in some trouble if that drone had a camera and was able to transmit the photograph.
Perhaps. We may be trying that out. Who knows?
Well, there are obviously ways, some more or less technological, to combat technology, and you're pointing that out. So when there's a will, there's a way. And so either way, the concern I have here is that people are calling for more government. They're calling for a bigger police state. And I don't think most people understand that you don't get the government you want. Okay?
Yeah.
You can call for what you want, but you're not the one who's going to create it. You're not the one who's going to build the program. You're not the one who's going to design the rules. You're not the one who's going to ultimately enforce those rules. You will not be in charge of it. So even if you could think up some perfectly efficient, wonderful government program, it ain't never going to work out that way for you.
You will get to fund it. Not voluntarily,
right,
but your tax dollars will go to it, whether you like it or not. That's what happens. That's your only involvement in that, unless you happen to be rich and powerful and you can sway a senator.
Let's talk to Pericles. He's on the line here listening to WLNI in Lynchburg on the FM band. Hello, Pericles.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, a couple of things. The topic is pretty intense. I'm all about
it
the
is.
Freedom. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
me too.
And it's real serious. And the thing is, I just want to address real quick my brother from Kentucky. All right. He said that freedom has boundaries, and it does. But freedom also, it knows no limit. And the boundaries he's talking about are fences built by men. And the things you guys are talking about, same thing. If you really want freedom, you have to ask yourself, what are you asking for and what is that? And the simple is, don't encroach on person or property.
Right.
That's where it starts, right? So, you know, first I want to say I probably agree with a lot of what you guys are talking about than not agree. But the one thing that I find it ironic, I've been listening to a lot of programs, and every time everyone's talking about giving up rights and freedoms, okay, the one thing that's protecting all of us right now, whether we want to admit it or not, legally protecting us and spiritually protecting us, is this thing that they're warping the Constitution. You know, if you just strip the Constitution down, it does say, don't encroach on person or property. Now, we could go crazy and split the atom all day long, and that's all that anyone's doing. And party division is doing a great job of that. But the fact of the matter is, I like what the other guy just said. The way to defend the freedom is our own behavior. And if it means a goose gun, you know, hypothetically, not literally, right? Then get a better goose gun. Do this. Civil discourse. Let's talk to each other as Americans. Like, who's the real Americans? You guys are real Americans, whether you think you're constitutionalists or not constitutionalists. Like, when are you?
I used to be a constitutionalist,
right?
Until I realized, right, as Lysander Spooner put it, I think in his treatise, No Treason, until I realized the Constitution basically is a dead letter. I mean, it was essentially, it either created the tyranny that we have today, or it did nothing whatsoever to stop it. And further, it was signed and written by a bunch of people who have long since passed away, so I don't see how it binds anybody.
Okay,
clearly, the government
here
doesn't think it binds anybody either. So, I mean, we've been through the list of the Bill of Rights and seen how they've been violated wholesale, almost to the letter.
Right, but what we're talking about are the rights that are inherent in man. That's what I'm saying. Whether they legislate or don't legislate, this is the paradox. Okay.
Yes.
If I speak a certain way, I'm going to sound like an all-American pro-constitutionalist. Now, to some people, like, well, of course you are, brother, and because they understand fundamental freedom. I'm not talking about towing a party line. Okay.
Right.
If I speak to you guys in certain terminology, you might not realize I'm a constitutionalist, whether I am or not. What I'm saying is, the common theme here is, what is our freedom? Now, we don't need a constitution to tell guys like you and I, the you three that I'm hearing, right? There's three of you on the air, I believe.
Tonight. Just two.
Just the three of us, me and Chris and then you, Pericles.
Okay. All right. So the thing is, okay, when we're having our discussions, the first thing I think the three of us can agree on, right, is we respect each other's right to our opinions and, of course, privacy. It's a God-given right. Like, you know, nobody wants
a natural right.
And everyone, it's a natural right. And everyone that's saying, you know, this thing that they're cowing to government protecting them, wake up. Government has not ever been set up to protect anybody.
No.
Okay? It's not. And it's embarrassing that I'm an American and I'm first generation. Okay? And born here, I mean, first generation American born here, okay? I'm Greek heritage. My namesake is the father of democracy.
Okay?
So I'm growing up in this country during the era of the bicentennial. I was like a kid.
I mean,
you guys remember that. Everyone's painting the fire hydrants red, white, and blue and all that, right? When I was growing up, everyone's like, oh, you've got to be a proud American, especially if you're not born here and everything. And I'm thinking to myself, that's ironic, because my people are the ones who brought freedom to the world. You know, you know what I'm saying? But what did we bring? We brought an idea that was inherent in men all the time. That's still here today. And you're right. It's a dead letter, you're saying. Okay, but you and I were alive. And the only thing that keeps that alive is this. You know, and everyone's relying on saying the Constitution or the government. And that's embarrassing because free men, real free men, never relied on anything more than their heart. And being real with each other, like how you guys expressed.
I love this guy. I love this guy. Pericles, great call. Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I mean, the Constitution was a document created supposedly to keep the government in check. Yeah. It doesn't grant you rights, and he wasn't saying that. I'm just pointing out. A lot of people think it does. It does.
Supposed to protect them, right. But it doesn't.
It enumerates them in the idea of protecting them from the government's encroachment, but yeah, it hasn't really worked out. We're coming up.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get three Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in here. Toll-free number for you on this live Saturday edition is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The Tom Woods Show. Tom Woods was introduced to a lot of libertarians during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. He's a New York Times best-selling author. He's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. And since September of 2013, so 5 years now, Tom's been putting out his show, The Tom Woods Show, every single weekday, which means he's racked up over 1,200 episodes so far. Guests include Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more. Topics including the wars, Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find The Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. As we continue with your phone calls and thoughts, let's go to, let's see, Hank is on the line listening in Pennsylvania. Hank, where are you calling from in PA?
Have you ever heard of a place called Gradyville?
I have not, no. What station are you tuned to?
Well, I'll go tech talk with you here to answer your radio station question. I'm listening to you on WILML, Wilmington, Delaware.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, all right. WILM, great station. Go ahead.
Believe it or not, I built an antenna today. It's called a starboard curtain for 40 meters wavelength, and I've got you tuned in on an antique radio from 1964.
I love it.
I'm impressed.
I'm a radio geek, man.
Yeah,
from
me too.
The old days.
Yeah, I'm a ham radio operator, so this is the radio engineering is what I do for fun.
Right on. That's your hobby. I love that.
73s to you.
Right on. Do your DX.
So you guys hams also?
I'm an illegal.
He's an illegal. I'm a licensed.
I've got
a general license.
40 years.
Nice.
Allow me to make a couple of comments in the most cogent fashion I'm able to.
Sure.
I may lack articulation, but I'll do my best.
That's right.
Thank you. One of you had stated you were a constitutionalist.
I was.
Until I read
Lysander Spooner.
Would you have considered yourself a Hamiltonian Federalist or a Jeffersonian Republican?
Well, this sounds like another Pennsylvania caller that we often talk to. But
I
would say I was. It was a path from me from neoconservative into becoming more of a constitutionalist, into becoming more of a libertarian, into.
But to answer the question, yeah. Federalist meaning, if you by federalist you mean somebody who believes that the power was in the states as opposed to the federal government, depends on who you ask whether that's the federalist or the anti-federalist.
Yeah.
But is that what you mean by federalist?
Well, I'll present the way I understand federalist versus the Republican. Look at the development of the first bank in the United States, which was chartered in Philadelphia to pay off the debts accrued during the American Revolution. The second bank in the United States was chartered for an identical purpose to pay off the debts for the acquired during the War of 1812.
Yep.
When I was a National Park Ranger down there at the second bank in the United States in my younger years, went back into radio engineering after I left that. Nonetheless, the Hamiltonian federalism seemed to look at the federal banking or national banking system as in a way that the Constitution doesn't say we can't do it.
Right.
Or Jeffersonian republicanism says doesn't say we can.
Right. You were never that power was never enumerated.
Right.
In the Constitution.
Well, they have the power to coin money.
They do, but the question of a national bank was a completely different question.
That's true.
Yeah. So
technically, they don't have a national bank. They have the Federal Reserve, which is quasi-private. Right?
Well, we outsource that.
Yeah. That's a workaround. But I'm against any kind of government banks, personally.
Yeah.
I'm against the Federal Reserve. I think the market should supply currency. The market should supply money.
And I've always identified more with the new... with the anti-federalist and the federalist. I've never really gotten the whole Hamilton fascination.
It seems to me that you would consider yourself a Jeffersonian Republican.
Well, closer to that than anything else. I just don't like to label myself. Go ahead.
By the lines I've given you, it seems like you're a Jeffersonian Republican.
He was asking what you, I thought you were asking what we were when we defined ourselves as constitutionalists,
yes,
which I don't know if either of us does.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, given that binary choice, that would be, I would be closer to that than the other.
With that in mind, again, I'm leaning back on my time as a national park ranger back in the 80s, that we would have to realize that our national currency was developed because the Articles of Confederation did not allow for a constant flow of money from one state to another. What was happening at that point under the Articles of Confederation? That let's say Vermont and New Hampshire were accepting money from each other, but one would not accept money from New York,
right?
So, or from Virginia. So the coining or production of a national currency was then the initial intent of the Constitutional Convention was to iron out the wrinkles of the Articles of Confederation. Instead, they threw it out the Articles of Confederation, developed the Constitution of the United States with the first 10 articles that we have.
Now,
after that was an amendment from Amendment 11 through to 27 that we have today. Now, we have to also remember something at the time of the end of the Constitutional Convention here in Philadelphia, when Benjamin Franklin had left the State House, which we now call Independence Hall, thanks to Marquis de Lafayette.
Hank, I'm going to have to cut you pretty short here. What's the point you're driving at? I mean, thanks for the history lesson, but is this going somewhere?
What I'm getting at is we get what we deserve as much as we participate in our own government.
Oh, whether you do or whether you don't, I still think you get what they decide you get.
Hank, thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. I mean, there is the argument, Chris, that the people get the government they deserve.
Yeah.
And as a whole, I think there's something to that.
I think so, too. I think through apathy, I mean, people just have never paid attention to what's going on.
But then again, if you do pay attention, it seems almost insurmountable to try to actually change this system. I mean, look at how hard the libertarians have been working for years to scrape 2 or 3% in a three-way race.
And I'm going to say it's a very different world than when you had 13 small colonies compared to a country of 320 million people.
Right.
There's a size aspect to this, too, that at a certain point, things become immovable. And sadly, I feel that's where we're at.
Right. And you've got a situation where the Republicans and Democrats have worked together to make sure that other third parties like the Libertarians and the Greens cannot even get a foothold, can't get in a debate. And it's not just at the national level. Here in New Hampshire, the gubernatorial debate that's being held by WMUR, the one TV station, basically, they've set arbitrary limits to basically keep the Libertarian candidate out. Oh, you got to have $25,000.
There you go.
So if you're not rich, sorry.
Sorry.
More coming up.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News.
The Saudis have confirmed that Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi died inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Through an interpreter, the Saudi state-run news agency tells us,
they will continue investigating and interrogating those responsible, who are 18 persons of Saudi nationality.
In response, the White House may consider stopping arms sales to Saudi Arabia. But President Trump alluded to the cost of such a move during a roundtable event at Luke Air Force Base.
You know, we're talking about something right now where a particular country ordered, you'll never guess who this is, about $110 billion worth of equipment. And I assume you'd like to keep those orders, probably. But if you don't, Boeing, Dennis, you can let me know.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial on in here toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can call us on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Those are open to you over at our Discord server, which is free, over at discord.lrn.fm. And it's an upgrade in your audio quality, so you'll sound almost like you're in the studio here with us. It's Ian.
And Chris.
Texas Bitcoin Conference, 1 week from today. We're going to be there. We'll be broadcasting from that event. I'm looking forward to it. It's been a great event, and I've had the pleasure of attending all of them so far. So this is going to be the fourth one. And it's not too late for you to get your tickets. The full schedule is up now at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Lynn Ulbricht will be speaking there. She's the mother of Ross Ulbricht, somebody we've been following closely here on Free Talk Live, as he went to prison for a double life sentence plus 40 years for the dastardly crime of programming and operating a website. And the website happened to allow for the sales of whatever, illegal drugs you wanted to buy or sell. Regardless, it's a travesty that he is behind bars for the rest of his life. Lynn's going to be there giving us, I'm sure, the latest on his case. Paul Puay from Edge Wallet will be there, a longtime guest here on Free Talk Live. Also, Bruce Fenton and more. Go to get the full schedule and your tickets over at TexasBitcoinConference.com. It's October 27th and 28th in Austin, TexasBitcoinConference.com. I'll look forward to seeing you there as we continue with your calls and thoughts to that Discord server where the Red Donut is on the line. Oh, no, I just now noticed he muted his microphone. Oh, wait, he unmuted. There he is.
Here.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead, Red Donut. You're calling from Texas. No problem.
Yeah. I just wanted to talk about what he said earlier about freedom and kind of what it has to do with the whole immigrant thing. And like you said, it's kind of leave me alone. But it's also that you can't really infringe on other people's freedoms.
Absolutely.
And
right.
So I think where Republicans want big government is where the government needs to step in to prevent people from impeding on those freedoms. So like the army, you know, you need a big army to defend your freedoms. And
but does that really happen? I mean, usually the army's going around and the military, and Chris, you used to be in the military,
sure.
Is going around the world putting freedom in jeopardy by creating conflicts where they didn't need to.
That's fair. Yeah.
But, do we really need the army to protect ourselves? Because, I mean, there's some countries in the world that don't have armies, and they seem to be doing just fine.
Well, and nobody has one that's one-tenth the size of ours.
Yeah,
good point.
That's true.
It's massive. So, I mean, do they need more money, do you think? Because that's what the Republicans are always clamoring for, is bigger and bigger military budgets.
A lot of Democrats do, too.
Right.
Yeah.
It's okay to not have an answer.
Yeah. I just look at it, and, you know, when the idea of, you know, our country's just founded and, you know, we just got out of this messy war with England and you know, now we've got this guy, Napoleon, and he's looking a little threatening. Maybe we do need to protect our country, and the idea you did that with a navy. You protected your shores.
Which they authorized in the Constitution for that purpose.
Sure. But the idea that, you know, you would then create military bases in France or in England or, you know, that was never a consideration. They wouldn't have even dreamt of that.
Which now they have, 1,000 or so military, U.S. military bases in other countries around the world.
I've heard anywhere from 700
up to over
1,000. Yeah, military bases all around the world so we can project our power all across. I mean, right now,
that's not making friends. I'm sorry. It's not.
The Pentagon is actually pushing back on the Navy because the Navy says it needs two more carriers. Now, when you do a carrier, you're also doing a whole carrier battle group. You can imagine how expensive this is.
It sounds very
billions
expensive.
Of dollars just for one ship. But, you know, do we need this? I mean, I like what Ron Paul said was, you know, we need a defense. We don't need an offense.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I just don't think that even if you could get the U.S. government. By the way, he dropped off the line. Thank you for the call, Red Donut.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Even if you could get the U.S. military to shutter all those 1,000 bases or 700 or however many of them there are, withdraw from the however many countries that is,
right,
and bring all those troops back home, you sure as hell don't need all those people stationed here. Let's let them go back to the productive economy.
Right.
And if you want to have defense, can we just let the market handle that? Because I'm sorry, I don't trust the government at all, so I don't want them handling defense either. I understand that it's, you know, it's in the Constitution to have a Navy or whatever, but if you feel like you need a boat with bombs on it, you know, go ahead and, you know, do a fundraiser and have yourself a boat with bombs on it. I mean, the money to support the military comes from the people through taxation. So there's money there, and there's interest in people that, you know, they want to have protective things. They want to have tanks, surface-to-air missiles, whatever it is they want to have. You fund it.
Well, all I'm saying is in 1985, in October, I'm pretty sure, a number of brave Americans defended our country. I just want to say thank you to Patrick Swayze and the rest of the Wolverines who pushed back on a Russian invasion. And that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, it is.
Honest to God, if there were ever any country foolish enough to come invade, you're going to find out how many guns there are in civilian hands in the United States, regardless of whether you've got troops here or not. Civilians are going to be out there fighting.
They will. And so, that's why, you know, you don't have invasions in the United States. I know it's an apparently it's an apocryphal quote of, you know, supposedly it was the Japanese, like Admiral Yamamoto or something. He didn't really say this, but, you know, the old statement is that they wouldn't invade the United States mainland because there's a gun behind every blade of grass.
Right.
Was the statement.
Well, to be fair, we only have somewhere around 330 million civilian guns for a country with 320 million people.
Yeah.
Guns outnumber people here.
Now, there are probably some states where there are fewer guns per capita than other states, and they might have a tougher time.
I'll load them one.
But, yeah. All right, so let's continue here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's talk to John. He's in Dover, Delaware, listening to WDOV. Hello, John.
Yeah, hello, guys. Hey. I just wanted to touch on the immigrant topic real fast, and I'll let the next caller get on here. I just think it's a shame that these guys are being exploited the way they are by both sides of the government, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I worked side by side with a lot of guys for years from Honduras, you know, doing hardcore construction work, framing condos, doing.
Did they try to murder you while you were on the job?
Yeah.
Job site.
No, this is what I'm trying to get at, guys. These guys work hard all day. And they want to go home and eat their dinner and be with their wives and kids just like we do, man.
Right.
I mean, the people that came here before these guys were our ancestors, and they came for the exact reason. And right. This fear-mongering and this exploitation of these people, it makes me sick, man.
Yep.
Well, both sides are making political hay out of it.
But it's good that you've had experience. Gross. Because when you can break down the barriers, these false barriers that exist in people's minds, when you've got people on television like Trump saying that these folks that are just trying to get here or get somewhere else are somehow a threat or enemies or whatever, I mean, it's just so ridiculous. And it's crystal clear once you actually meet these people and you find out, like you said, they're just people like you.
Yeah.
They're creating ghosts, man. It's a horror story. And the other side's just as bad because the other side's exploiting them in other ways, man.
Right.
Oh, you need us to take care of you and this and that and the other thing. It's just corrupt and it's sickening, man. That's all I wanted to say.
I love it. Thanks, John. Great call. I really appreciate it. That's my favorite call of the night, I think.
Yeah, that summed up what I'm trying to be saying all night long. It's both sides making political hay over a sad situation. And number-wise, it's just so irrelevant. 4,000 people out of 320 million.
But, Chris, if you let in 4,000, it's going to be 4 million.
Exactly. There you go again. But you're talking thousands of a percent.
Yeah.
That's what's going to tilt our country in the wrong direction.
Yeah. If you believe in freedom, then numbers won't scare you, you know, because if we actually had freedom, then those people would be coming here and there'd be no welfare state to support the deadbeat ones.
Right.
And the ones that, you know, wanted to work would find work and they'd make the country a better place to live for everybody. Bring prices down, because if people are working for less, that means the cost of whatever the product or service is can go down.
You got it.
Which means we all save more money in the long run, have a higher standard of living. More coming up here in moments. Sounds like a terrible idea. It's Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Join us on the radio waves. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I want to say a special hello to our listeners on Twitch tonight. We actually hit a couple dozen. I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but for us, it's a good night on Twitch. We're not a video game streaming channel most of the time, although I did do some game streaming this week. That's what Twitch is generally for. It's like 95% game streaming. Mm-hmm. But they opened up their categories a couple years ago, and earlier this year we were looking for a new streaming option for our video, and I took a look at Twitch, and it turns out it's actually a really good platform for live video streaming. So if you want to check our show out in video form, you can see Chris, and he's got a nice little close-up over there on him.
Arguable, but...
Yeah, and it's free, by the way. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can see us there and follow us on Twitch. Earlier tonight, I haven't checked in the last couple hours, but we were darn close to 500 followers there.
Nice.
And we were at like 494 earlier today. So would love to hit that arbitrary number. If you don't mind helping, head over to twitch.lrn.fm. You do need to have an account, obviously, to follow us there. And then if you've got the Twitch app on your smartphone, it'll give you notices if you enable those. I think they might be by default. I don't recall. But you'll get notices whenever it is we go live. And there's also other shows on the same network, on the Liberty Radio Network, that you will see on our Twitch channel as well when they go live. And if you've got Twitch or if you've got Amazon Prime, then you can give us one of your perks. So as an Amazon Prime member, you may not have known this, you get one free Twitch subscription per month. And that's because Amazon bought Twitch years ago. So it's actually part of Amazon. All you got to do is you got to link your Amazon account to your Twitch account, which is easy to do. There's a link if you go to twitch.lrn.fm, scroll down below our video feed, and you'll find the link in our description there of how to link up your accounts. And then once you do that, you can assign that subscription to us, and then LRN gets a couple bucks. You know, that's money that Amazon would have kept for themselves that they'll send to us. If you do that, it just takes you a few steps. And once you link the accounts up, then all you got to do is just remember to go back and do it every month. And we'll try to remind you about that. So head over to twitch.lrn.fm and please give us a follow there. And if you can, throw that Amazon Twitch subscription at us. That'd be awesome, too. We certainly do appreciate it. Or listen however you want. We've got podcasts. We've got live streaming audio. We've got radio stations, 190 great stations across the country. Should have a new one signing on with us tonight.
Nice.
But I always wait until I can verify that they actually made it. I was cutting liners for them earlier this afternoon, so I'm pretty sure they're going to do it. But I always like to – I don't say hello until we know they're absolutely 100% there. So, anyway, check us out over at freetalklive.com, and we're going to continue here. We're going to try to get as many calls on as we can. But if you don't get in tonight, don't worry. We're here 7 nights a week. So even if you're not hearing us live, even if your local radio station you might be listening on doesn't carry all 7 nights, rest assured, we're here doing a show all 7 nights per week. So I'll be on tomorrow night for the Sunday show with Daryl. We got plenty of time for you then if you don't get in tonight. But let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Joni is in, is this Alaska? Joni, you're on Free Talk Live.
Joni.
Joni.
Joni's my name. No, I am originally from Chicago.
Okay.
But I live in Arkansas.
Oh, Arkansas. Okay.
Picture can't Arkansas.
Oh, okay. So you're listening to KTFS there. Go ahead.
My husband was here. But anyway, I live in Chicago, and my great-grandmother went to Ellis Island.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we have an Ellis Island for our immigrants?
Well, I kind of like the idea of having, we have all these checkpoints. I'd like to turn them into welcome centers. You know, seriously.
That is a welcome.
Yeah.
They have the choice of New York or Chicago, and my grandmother and grandfather, and in fact, great-grandfather, and the little boy, which is my great-uncle, I guess, went to Chicago. And they all lived in a room, like 10 or 20 people, but they worked hard.
Yeah.
My immigrant,
very hard.
It's the same story
and
today.
Where they wanted to be.
Right. My ancestors came through New Orleans. That was another port.
So were they French or just happened to go that way?
We were Swiss. They had swore down
the
into the Caribbean. Gotcha.
I am from the Corn Belt.
Now, where were they? Where was your family from originally, though?
Chicago.
Did she say that?
I married a man in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, anyway, I know the Midwest. And the Corn Belt, though, didn't have immigrants working in our sales and so forth. They were all family, white people. But the immigrants were in another town. And they worked very hard.
Well, and so where was your family from originally? I don't know if you said that.
Chicago.
No. When they migrated, where were they from?
Czechoslovakia.
Okay.
And Ireland.
Do you speak Czech?
Not really. They wanted me and my sister to learn, but we didn't want to.
And this is my point. This is the point I wanted to make here. Thank you for the call, by the way, Joni. I appreciate it.
Right.
It's 2-3 generations.
Right.
You've got full-on English-speaking people.
Right.
Right. When they come here, they speak Czech. They're living 20-10 people in a room. They're breaking their backs, working hard.
Right.
A couple generations later, life's much better for their grandchildren.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't even have to learn Czech.
And that's how it works. That's how it's
Every
always
time.
Worked. And this
because
idea
you're
that,
better off economically if you learn the language.
Right, but this idea that this is the first time the United States has ever been confronted with something of this magnitude, oh my God.
Yeah.
And it's
ridiculous.
One thing after another, and it just defies hundreds of years of U.S. history.
Just make sure you keep them, what was it, the Irish off the grass?
Okay. Yeah.
Right?
Unbelievable.
Let's go to, actually, no, we're not going to her. What am I thinking? I'm not going to put her on. She calls every night. Let's go to Trevor in Phoenix. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Trevor.
Hey, guys, getting back to the Honduras people coming up in a massive caravan of 4,000.
Yeah, sure.
A lot of people aren't aware of pretty recent U.S. history, particularly under the Reagan administration, where we threw guns and money to suppress communist insurgency, which is kind of running through Central America at that point.
Absolutely.
And our response in propping up the existing puppet governments there was so unbelievably brutal that these places remain war zones to this day.
Yes.
There is no real legitimate civilian government. basically the gangs and stuff are the de facto government. And for these people, as they run from this situation, they're running for their lives.
Right,
basically,
from
they
a
have
situation.
One choice, is death with the criminal gangs or be killed. So
right.
This is very much a race against death for them. But I think anybody that wants to can look into our history in Central and South America, where we basically had banana republics, right? It's kind of where that term came from,
mm-hmm.
is that we just set up imperialist regimes in these regions for resource extraction, usually for stuff we couldn't grow up here all that well, like sugar and rice.
Or that we didn't
guava,
have in the ground. Yeah,
that's right on.
It's a great point.
So it's like,
doesn't this set up
like a pattern? Sorry to interrupt, but doesn't it set up a pattern with our whole material, with our whole military-industrial complex and our imperialist aspirations for the globe? We keep creating refugees in the case of the Midianites by the millions, and we're somehow surprised when they start showing up on Western Europe's doorstep and our doorstep.
Right.
Gee, you kind of think people would put things together, but...
Which is why I always recommend to anybody who's never read it, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. That's one great book that talks a lot about how what motivates the United States to go in and support these very bad people, and it comes down to money. And you're right. We suffer blowback from all these different things years later, and maybe that's the problem. Maybe because it happens 20, 30 years ago that we're not connecting the dots, but... It's a good point.
Good call, Trevor. Thank you for making it tonight. I appreciate it. Let's continue. Ryan is listening in Oklahoma to KZLS. I think in Enid. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. How are you guys doing tonight?
Welcome. We're short on time. You're going to have to keep your comments pretty quick.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I just wanted to start out by saying these people that are coming into our country, I'm assuming they're all going to be illegals. Correct. They're not going to take the legal routes necessary in order to become legally documented immigrants. And
well,
that's
why would anybody want to do that? I mean, that's a huge pain.
Well, I'm building up to a point here.
All right.
What I'm saying is, generally speaking, when a person takes the time to go through the legal process of actually becoming a legal immigrant to our country, it shows more often than not, they are more likely. I'm not saying that these people that are coming in illegally are not going to be able to support themselves or support.
Indeed, I'll tell you what. I wish we had more time. Call us tomorrow. We can talk further. We start at 7 o'clock at night Eastern time. I look forward to hearing from you then. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com. Have a great weekend.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com by Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.